Hey, hey, this is good morning. This is Antoine Royale, Mr. I Think Different. This morning, I want to talk about why do suburbans want to come to the hood, and like, what is the thrill about the hood? Now, me being from the hood, you know, you grow up, and it does give you an edge. It gives you a tougher spirit. You fear a little less because of what you endured. But there's still a PTSD, there's still an anxiety, and there's still a fear there. A lot of people that aren't from there, I guess they look at the media and they see how people carry their pain. And they think that it's a cool thing. Yeah, we carry our pain because it's not the pain, it's how you carry it. But a lot of times, if you look beneath all the anger and the shooting, it's a lot of pain. All that tough character, it's a lot of it. So it's a lot of killing and everything going on, especially because there's no structure in the community. So then you have people from the suburban area. Okay, you might be intrigued by the lifestyle. It's like a movie. You see Scarface. Oh, shit. You know, you want to act it out a little bit when you're younger. Or you see might see Ninja Turtles when you're younger. You think you could flip. All right, cool. But you have to know the reality of it. And people are too old and not know the reality between a movie, music, and reality. Music is influential just like movies are. Especially because it's repetition. And if it's your song, you go back to back. You won't watch a movie as much as you listen to a song. So music is very influential. And I understand where people be like, oh, that vigor, that tough spirit. But when you go down there, you're not going to gain a tough spirit. You're not going to be tough if you're not from there. You're going to be labeled as an outsider. And then a lot of people want to go there and think it's all cool. But when you get there, you are rigid and scared looking like an outsider. And things happen to people like that. So when they come to the suburb, it's like everybody want to induce that thrill in their life. Roller coasters, that's a thrill. It's a danger, but it's more of a fear than a danger. It's still dangerous because things can happen on it, but it's more of a fear. You're trying to like face that fear and that thrill. But in the hood, it's danger. So when it's danger and you trying to induce that thrill, that leaves you with PTSD and anxiety and shit like that. And that's what y'all want to go get. It's like people from the suburbs want PTSD. They want anxiety. They want to be shook up in life to where, you know, they feel like they can't go anywhere and all. You know what I mean? That shit is not cool. And then say you go out there with your friend and then your friend get killed out there. You survive. And not to say it's like a jungle, but it's a jungle. And most of it is. You got wolves out there. People that don't give a fuck, they plot on outsiders. You see what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, like New Orleans, you go to New Orleans, anywhere off Bourbon Street. I mean, I got some people that's cool in New Orleans. So, like, I'm good out there for the most part, but I ain't going to no foreign land. As soon as you go off, you know, you turn off Bourbon Street on the wrong block and you go too far, you that's it. You turn off French Street too far, that's it. In Philly, you know, you go too far off U Penn campus, that's it. Too far of Temple campus, that's it. Because like Temple and UPenn is in the hood, it's just around it, you know what I mean? And if you do go, you make a wrong turn on the wrong block, and you look like you ain't from around here. Or you look like you ain't even handling it right. It's gonna be bad for you. Y'all wanna run back to tell, like, what are y'all like? Get excited to be like, oh, I got robbed, oh my God, I can't believe someone put a gun on me, I was so excited. Like, what the fuck is that? That's the dumbest shit in the world. So my thing is, like, what is it that makes the, I want to say culturally or politically correct want to go down to the rebellious side? You can be rebellious in different ways and still do it with the paperwork and things like that. Some people in the hood, they wish that they didn't grow up in the hood or didn't have to experience the things that they experienced. Look at King Von on $1 million worth of game with Gilly and Wallow. That was his last interview before he got killed. Just look at it. It's definitely like, it's something y'all youngins need to know. Like, it's a shift, it's a change. People from the hood want to go to the suburbs. People from the suburbs want to come down to the hood. Then when you reach the suburbs, oh, this is good. We appreciate that. You know what I mean? To where it's like, we appreciate the small things the way y'all don't. Maybe because y'all spoiled. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I think different. Peace.